From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, November 2nd. Last year, there was talk of a twindemic due to the co-circulation of flu and COVID-19. Now, health officials are worried about a tripledemic due to another virus that's on the rise. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon has more.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, cases have been higher than normal in California this fall, as well as around other places in the country. According to the California Department of Public Health, the virus is the most common cause of pneumonia and bronchiolitis in infants, but it also can cause severe disease in those 65 and older. Some health officials are worried the virus could pose a strain on hospital resources if it starts circulating widely alongside flu and COVID-19. Dr. Fong Liu is health officer for Yuba and Sutter counties. She says the virus mostly affects children and is rising in school and daycare settings.
Fortunately, we haven't seen that as much in our local Yuba County or Sutter County, but it's a matter of time.
Symptoms of RSV include a runny nose, fever, coughing, and wheezing. The state health department says young children and infants with the virus may not have a fever but be lethargic, irritable, and have little interest in feeding. There is no vaccine for the virus, so Liu says non-pharmaceutical interventions are the best way to protect yourself and others.
Staying at home when you're ill, or if you're a parent, guardian, and if your child is ill, to have your child stay at home and not go to school or go to daycare so that we don't have potentially clustering of outbreaks within those settings.
The state health department also recommends getting vaccinated for the flu and COVID-19, which have similar symptoms. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
Relatedly, a health emergency has been declared in Southern California's Orange County due to rapidly spreading virus infections. The county health officer issued the declaration Monday due to record numbers of pediatric hospitalizations and daily emergency room visits. The county health officer says the move lets the county of 3 million people access state and federal resources and enlist assistance from non-pediatric hospitals to help care for sick children. And last week, neighboring San Diego County's public health agency sounded a similar alarm due to an early spike in flu and the respiratory illness known as RSV. Moving to the climate, California state scientists have released a new report showing how the impacts of climate change are speeding up. Carmen Milanes is with the state's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. She says key findings illustrate a continuation of long-term shifts in temperatures and weather patterns.
Generally, not necessarily surprising, but troubling because of the rate of change and the compounding things that are co-occurring and compounding effects, such as drought with hotter temperatures and low precipitation and low snowpack.
The study shows half of the 20 largest wildfires since 1950 burned in 2020 and 2021, and the last two decades have been the driest in the past millennium. Cal EPA officials say the state is working on transitioning to a carbon-neutral economy while protecting people from pollution and holding companies responsible for their pollution. And finally, a potent cold front from the Gulf of Alaska is heading into California, and forecasters predict widespread rain, mountain snow, gusty winds, and unusually low temperatures in much of the state. Winter storm warnings have also gone into effect in much of the Sierra, including in Chester and Greenville today. Authorities advise against mountain travel due to expected deteriorating conditions from the first significant snow of the season. The precipitation is much needed, but the National Weather Service says it won't make much of a dent in the extreme to exceptional drought that plagues much of California. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, November 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And in case you missed it, election officials in Shasta County are contending with unsubstantiated claims of election interference.
I believe it, frankly, is an attack on our system, and I'm not alone in that. It's happening all over the nation.
You can hear that story in yesterday's headlines. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.